Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices. At your DSW store or DSW.com.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company, from America for America.
This podcast on 97.3 The Fan is presented by Hummel Casino. Fun above all else.
All right, we are halfway home on a Wednesday. Bennett Woods, 97.3 The Fan. The only thing that is more exhausting than watching the Padres is talking about the Padres. Watching that offense will put you to sleep. Talking about that sleep-inducing offense will also make you very tired. I just got very tired out of nowhere. Just hit me like a ton of bricks talking about offensive ineptitude. It is offensive offense from the San Diego Padres right now. Hopefully they can right the ship. I'd like to come in and talk about a win tomorrow at some point. Tomorrow, the next day even. Like, let's get this thing back on track. No round table tomorrow. Got an early game. We have Ben and Woods short show tomorrow. So that's good. Get off
at like 9:02.
9:02. That last 2 minutes is going to be terrible. I promise you that. That's one thing I can promise you. Got Doug Glanville coming up later in the program at 9:35. It's a Big League Wednesday. I'm Woodsy. That's Paul Reindl. He's the executive producer of the program. Ben Higgins, your friendly neighborhood sports anchor, joins us as well. Paul, you had basketball last night.
Mm-hmm.
Your wife has been cooking a lot. I see her posting. She does a lot of meal prep.
Yeah.
So she's been cooking a ton.
Sundays and or Mondays are her days in the kitchen, and so she just crushes it.
Just crushes it.
Yeah, she cooks a lot of stuff to make it easy to just save it in the fridge.
Heat and go.
Or maybe just all you got to do is make a veggie or something to add to it, and it has been clutch for us.
So how do you contribute, though, to the meal?
I eat it. I taste test. I offer to help, but I'm not as good in the kitchen, sir.
And
so
people in the kitchen don't want you in their kitchen.
No, they don't.
I don't want anybody. When I'm doing my steak masterpiece, I don't want anybody near me.
I make sure to help or to offer to help.
You buy the groceries?
I'll get the groceries. Nice. I'll do the dishes. Okay. I'll clean up afterwards.
That's a help. I mean, I think one of the worst parts of cooking is knowing you've made a mess with all these dishes, and then after you're tired and you've made everything, then you've got to wash them all yourself. You've got someone who's willing to step in and do that, I think that's a big help.
She'll put her headphones on or set up the iPad in the kitchen or something and have a show going, and she will just be gone for like 6 hours. She makes like 5 days worth of meals, lunch, dinner, whatever. And then by the end of it, now it's like, call it, 4 o'clock, almost dinner time on a Sunday, if she's been cooking all day, and she goes, I'm not hungry. She's like, I've been around the food all day.
Last thing she wants to do.
I don't want
to
make anything now, and I don't want to eat anything. And I'm like, all right.
The reason I ask, so your DoorDash bill has been low.
Been pretty low lately, but probably, maybe like on the weekend, like a Friday night, we'll DoorDash.
So like once a week.
Yeah.
What about you? How many times do you DoorDash a week?
Never. But we take out quite a bit. But I always go and get it myself if we're going to do that.
Cheapest man I've ever met.
Right. It's not, that's just.
Do you hate convenience?
I don't hate convenience.
Sounds like you do.
I just don't think the
For a guy that has two full-time jobs, you don't prioritize your time at home.
How do you eat? What do you eat?
Like, if you're paying for dinner, let's call it, it's $60 to go pick it up. It's $67
I do my own meal prep, things that are SDFatLoss.com friendly for some of my meals. And then other meals at home, generally, we'll just get some takeout. But I live in Takeout Central in Encinitas.
Like, you really do.
Everything is within 3 minutes of my house. And I really find it hard to justify paying the higher prices, the added fee, the tip that turns a $30 order into a $50 order when all I have to do is go to my car, 3 minutes, 3 minutes back, and I've got it myself. It's like, that's not worth 20 extra dollars for me. I just go pick that up myself. I feel like I just made $20 by taking 6 minutes out of my life to go get it and take it home.
Well, and real quick, people in the chat are like, oh, I'm a Grubhub guy. I like Postmates. Just for the sake of this conversation,
they're
all DoorDash. It's all the same.
It's all the same.
It's all the same.
There's food different delivery services.
Yeah. FDS.
Apps. Yes.
So you never DoorDash?
Almost never. I couldn't tell you the last time I did.
Really?
Correct.
Dude, we've gotten groceries delivered.
Yeah,
we get Costco delivered.
Look at this.
And it costs.
You want to audit me?
Like Costco, I think they're on Grubhub. I don't know. They have their own. They have their delivery service. Costco. It costs us like $50. Twice in one day.
That's aggressive. Twice in one day. Twice in one day again.
It's gluttonous.
Aggressive.
So I have two kids.
Oh,
I have a wife that does not want to cook. Ever.
Say two on Monday, one on Wednesday, two on Friday, one on Saturday, one on Monday this week. So that's a span of 8 days.
How many times?
Seven DoorDashes. So you're averaging close to one a day at this point.
I didn't yesterday.
Average check for each DoorDash, one larger one kind of brings up the average, but say around 40 to 45 is the average check. Which at seven DoorDashes essentially in a week is going to be around $240, $250 in DoorDash. Now, I assume this includes the tip in the total. That's the all-in price. Now, is this for just you or is this
for everybody?
No, it's
for the
everybody?
Family and sometimes just for me.
Sometimes it's just for you.
Yeah.
Like, I'm assuming $19 at Jersey Mike's is not feeding your entire family.
Correct.
All right, so here,
see, that's interesting because
Nate says Baller Woods. I'm not a baller. I'm far from a baller. I'm just lazy.
We can eliminate.
How did you gain all the weight?
Think about
DoorDash.
DoorDash or Jersey Mike's. I know you like it. I know you like your sandwiches. The soda bottle is insane because
it's like $12.
First of all, you're paying.
I'm a fat boy.
They're
I'm
charging
an effing
you $3 plus for the bottle of soda plus the delivery charges. And the tip and everything that goes with it.
You know, Here's the thing. I don't keep a lot of soda around because guess what will happen? I'll drink it.
You need to have a little discipline then because
you could
literally save probably at this rate, probably $300 a year simply by buying soda at Costco.
I don't want to, though.
Only taking it out when you DoorDash.
Because then I'll drink it.
No, you're not allowed to drink it unless you DoorDash and you would have ordered it
from
DoorDash.
Hang on. What was the total for Jersey Mike's?
It's like 19 something.
Okay. I go usually on Wednesdays. I go to Jersey Mike's because doesn't matter. I go to Jersey Mike's. I get the sandwich, a regular sandwich, chips and a drink. It's like $19.
Yeah.
That's a good deal. Decent. On DoorDash.
Decent deal.
Well, now you have Dash Pass. You're saving a little
saving
more.
Saving some cash.
That's smart.
A Dash Pass.
You know the worst
also,
part?
I told you 5 years ago to
you're
get that.
Also not taking advantage of the rewards programs when you're ordering with Dash Pass. Because as much as you order at Jersey Mike's, every fourth or fifth trip, you should be getting a free sub that's going to be decreasing the cost of your overall.
Always want the most is the drink.
Yeah.
You know, and I they're pretty good about it at Jersey Mike's. They rarely mess one up. But I'd say any other restaurant I order from, if I order a drink, because look, I drink 4 gallons of water a day. It's the one thing I do right.
You do drink a lot of water.
I drink a ton of water. But when I'm having a meal, the last thing I want to drink is water. After I've been drinking, I want some juice of some sort, some soda, whatever.
Yeah. And last time I ordered.
90% of the time, they forget my drink anyway. So then I'm sitting there with my meal, and I'm like, what is this, some crusty-ass old orange juice I'm going to drink with my fish?
You're going to brew some coffee?
I can't justify the full price drinks. If I'm driving through.
You're also someone that will get a water cup and put Sprite in it. So.
No, I mean, I'll get my coffee off an app for 99 cents and use the deal, which is, I think, a good price. That's a quality deal. But I know that if I'm paying $3.37 or whatever for a large soft drink, that actual soft drink probably costs the establishment 2 cents.
I understand that as well. But
the price is what it is.
Good. The price is what it is.
No, it's not, because you could get it for closer to the 2 cents if you were just getting it yourself. We need to put
no,
a soda
if
fountain
he
in
got
house.
In his car and drove to Jersey Mike's, that bottle of soda is still $2.49 or whatever.
But you don't need to get it at Jersey Mike's. You don't need to get your sodas where you get your food. That's how they get you.
Bro, here's the thing. I know I'm getting got, and I don't care. That's the problem. I'm like a four-year-old dude. Apple juice, grape juice.
At least
you're
buying that at the store.
Yeah, get that at the store.
That's fine. Not the healthiest, but there's some nutrients in there.
They always forget my drink, and which it's crushing. I'd rather you forget my food than my drink at DoorDash. If I order a drink from DoorDash, it means I really, really want one.
Elisa points out, dollar large big gulps at 7-Eleven. Do you see the Dash Pass double, where you can order your drink from 7-Eleven?
I've doubled many times.
And get it for less without adding your fees on the same order.
You feel like you're at a massage parlor when you DoorDash double. Like you walk, it feels like you walk in and you're like, do you do the special ones here? Or is this a real one, or can I get a special one? That's how I feel when I double dash. I'm like, you're the fattest, laziest turd.
Yeah, you know that they're judging you.
Please stop by 7-Eleven. Get me some Cherry Garcia and a Sprite.
Dasher is judging you for sure when you have ordered a drink from a separate spot.
Turd.
It was like a month or so ago, last time we talked about DoorDash, I had the nightmare scenario where we double dash or whatever. And I don't remember what we got, but it was one of them was groceries and one of them was dinner. And instead of the same guy going to both places,
two different guys.
It was two different orders, two different guys. Even though I did the double dash, they arrived at the same time.
Hey, how you doing, man?
They were at least.
You got this guy again? Unbelievable.
I'm looking at the map.
Is this guy bedridden? Just what?
I was looking at the map and I'm like, oh my God, they're going to be here at the same time. Oh my God, no. I just hid. I stayed so far out of sight.
Freaking Jeff in the chat here. Ben, here's one for you. I have an empty soda cup in my car from In-N-Out in case I ever happen to go there. I can get my free soda and they'll never know. That's thievery.
That's thievery.
You're embezzling.
That's thievery.
Carlos, I can't repeat that on the air. This happened. This was a new one that happened to us over the weekend. Hannah ordered from a restaurant. I think I could say the restaurant. They didn't do anything wrong. Bodine's. And she loves Bodine's. And we hear the door chime go off. And Bo goes, I'll get the door. And
do you mean like the sourdough place?
Yeah.
Okay.
They have one. Is it just one?
Bodine's.
You make it sound like it's somewhere from the deep south.
That's what we call Bodine's.
Bodine's.
I think.
Yeah, we get the one. They have one in San Marcos, I think.
Yeah, so she orders Bodine.
It's French.
Stupid. And easy, raccoon. And so she orders it. Hear the chime. Bo goes, I'll get it, mama. She goes, thank you, baby. That's my food. And he goes, okay. So he goes to get it. He runs back in. He goes, Dad. The guy was smoking a cigarette.
Oh my God.
What? He was smoking a cigarette. Dude came up with a lung dart in his mouth, dropped off her food, and you could smell it start wafting through the house. And I go, you're joking. He goes, no, he was smoking a cigarette as he was walking away. I go, that's the craziest thing I've ever heard.
Loose cannabis?
So I pick up the bag. I bring it in. We open the bag. You're like, Hannah goes, what? I go, oh my God.
Oh,
she goes, I'm sending it back. I go, usually I'm like, no, I don't send it back. Because she found a hair in something once. She sent it back. I was like, I found one the other night in my meal. I just ate through it.
How do you send something back when it's like DoorDash?
You don't send it back. You just let them know and they give you a credit. And then you just had to throw the food away.
Now you don't think the Dasher put the hair in your food. It was probably
from the kitchen. I just ate through it. I just went through it. threw it out. No big deal.
Everyone has hair.
Everybody's got hair.
Not, to me, it's not the worst
thing.
But, dude,
when we opened that bag, it was like walking into the MGM Grand. Like, you were like, what in the world? This guy driving around, blasting Pall Malls, dropping off food.
It's a little cringy.
That was so nasty.
Don't not think. Good probably Lord. A vast majority of your kitchen workers are taking on cigarette breaks during their shifts.
No doubt.
I mean, it's very common in the restaurant industry that they're out there smoking out back
it
and
was
probably
so
have
funny.
A bit of a smoke smell on their clothes at some point. But
my wife was so mad. She's like, I can't eat this. I go, no, you know what? I'm going to give you that. That reeks. Like, nobody wants to bite into their turkey sandwich and it tastes like, you know, Marlboro Red. But that was a new one for us. But yeah, the DoorDash Chronicles continue. I don't know if I could.
Bo Deans. Like Paula Deen's husband, Bo Deen.
If that helps you.
I don't know.
Yeah.
It just doesn't sound right to me.
That's what we call it.
It doesn't sound right to me.
So that was a new one. But yeah, DoorDash. I wonder if I could go a full week.
I will say that we all have our indulgences that we overpay for.
Yeah? What is yours?
I'll tell you when I figure it out.
You don't have any. You don't indulge much.
I go out to restaurants. I like to go out and eat at restaurants.
Right.
I know, like, last night's steak dinner was not cheap.
Yeah.
Not cheap,
yeah.
And it's probably something that other people would go, I would never pay, I think it ended up being about $300 for the four of us, which
right.
isn't bad. That's because we didn't have a ton of alcohol or
yeah.
anything. But still, that's a big price tag for one meal for four people. But, you know, it was a special occasion, and I'm
so
willing to do that.
I'm confused with your anti-having food delivered. Like, is it just the price? Like, if you had if you ordered and they said free delivery this week if you have the app or something like that.
I think it's like in him. It's ingrained.
Yeah, I think so too.
Was your dad that way? Because mine was.
I don't know. There weren't really delivery apps. Back
well, yeah,
then,
pizza so. And Chinese. That's all
he
you
sent me to go get it. I just
yeah,
got used
go pick
to it,
it up.
So yeah, I just go pick things up.
Gonzo in the chat. She tastes like cigarettes.
Yeah, golfers. Golfers not cheap. I like playing at the goat. You know, I'm a member, so I get and I walk. So I pay like $35
yeah.
for a round,
it's
which feels
bad.
Like a really good deal. I like good deals. I'm not going to lie.
All right. I'm done with DoorDash.
All right. We need a contestant for Take on Woods. If you'd like to join us, Woods had an impressive 5-0 performance yesterday. Maybe he's ripe for the picking today, though. 833-288-0973. Chance to qualify for our trip to Las Vegas. It's our musical trivia challenge. It is coming up next. 833-288-0973. We'll get to that after a check of traffic on 97.3 The Fan. But first...
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. GEGE 000466. For a full list of games and rules, play at 7 Mile Casino. Visit 7milecasino.com.
It's also why I tend to be a more low-limit player when it comes to my... I do like cards. I like playing cards, but I have trouble at the higher limits. Now, if you like higher limit playing, though, 7 Mile Casino is a great place for you. You can sit down with a nice large stack, and they will take good care of you. You'll find good action at 7 Mile Casino.
Well, you can also eat at the table for a discount.
You get 35% off.
That's right.
Yeah,
I mean, that's a pretty, pretty good deal for our thrifty Ben Higgins over there. But, yeah, they got everything you're looking for at 7 Mile Casino. It's a smoke-free environment, so it will not... Your sandwiches will not taste like smoke, as ours did the other day. They got friendly dealers, great location, obviously just 7 minutes from Petco Park. Can't beat it.
Absolutely. And by the way, the patio is fantastic. And this weekend, check out the brunch because it is only available on Saturdays and Sundays from 9 a.m. to 3 p.m., but it was voted best in the South County. You get a lot of brunch options on the weekends, but 7 Mile also comes with a great ambiance and the cards at 7 Mile Casino. Check it out today. 7 Mile, just 7 minutes from downtown.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW
is there.
And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at bragworthy prices.
at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company, from America for America.
Instacart is on a mission to have you not leave the couch this basketball season. Because between the pregame rituals and the postgame interviews, it can be difficult to find time for everything else. So let Instacart take care of your game day snacks or weekly restocks and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Because we hear it's bad luck to be hungry on game day. So download the Instacart app today and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three orders. Service fees apply for three orders in 14 days. Excludes restaurants.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
The hidden thing that bothers me the most about the delivery apps, and that is the extra price tag on everything.
Yeah.
But, you know, they don't call it a fee, but when you're buying a $7 sandwich and they're charging $9 for it, it's not going to the restaurant. That's just more fees that are built into the price of the food that you don't have to pay if you go get it yourself.
I remember I was very against DoorDash, like when they first started, you know, 10 years ago or whatever it was. I was like hungover one morning on a Saturday night out with the boys the night before, and I was like, ooh, a breakfast burrito would really hit the spot right now. And there's one right down the street from me. I was like, I don't feel like moving. It was like an $8 burrito if I went and got it myself. It was like $22 with all the fees
worth
and
it.
The extra menu price for the item itself. And I go, ah, fine, whatever.
It's worth, absolutely worth it.
I'm not
it.
Getting up.
I mean, look. So, you know, you're not a big room service guy either, are
no.
you? I bet that just murders you.
Oh, yeah.
Murders you.
Oh, I have room service built into our plans
yeah, you gotta
for
build,
Vegas
you gotta
next
build
weekend.
It in. You got to build it in. You got to yeah. know you're going
to
pay
when
for it.
When we go to Philly, are we getting any room service?
Probably not.
There?
Probably not at the okay. Marriott.
That's what I was thinking,
no,
too.
I mean, like, there's too many good little restaurants
that's,
around
Well, that's
there,
why but. I'm not into room service. I like to go and experience the... You know, the surroundings of the city that I'm in.
Yeah.
You could just DoorDash one of those restaurants to your hotel room.
Now, that I have done.
Oh, yeah.
I've DoorDashed to the hotel many a time.
All right, I'll meet you in the lobby.
Yeah.
All right, let's see how we do today. It's time for today's edition of Take on Woods. Take on Woods brought to you by Bay Alarm, security and fire alarms for every business. We got you. Who do we got today? Oh, I'm going to go.
Dealer's choice. Let's just pick somebody.
All right, surprise me with line three. Who's
Who is this?
This?
Hello.
Hello.
Hi. Who am I speaking to?
Hi. Brandy.
Brandy, are you calling for Take on Woods?
Hi.
Hi.
I am calling for Take on Woods. I didn't even know if we were ready. Here we go.
Are. We are ready. You're on the
I'm
air.
I'm Ben. This is Paul. Woods has left the studio. And
wonderful.
You are the contestant today, Brandy. All right. Hopefully you're a fine contestant in our five-question musical trivia challenge.
See what you did there.
If you can beat our reigning champion,
Looking
Woods,
glass. Or I love it.
Even tie him, you'll qualify for our grand prize drawing, a trip to see Bruno Mars in Las Vegas, two tickets to a show at Dolby Live at the Park MGM on September 3rd, a two-night stay at the Park MGM, and a $100 gift card. Tickets are on sale now at Ticketmaster.com. To give you the advantage, I will let you pick our category. Here are your three choices. Luck O' the Irish. Five song titles are artists that have an O apostrophe in the answer. When Is Now. That's all 2 second songs with the word when. And All in the Family. That's five song titles and artists including the word family. So Luck O' the Irish, When Is Now, or All in the Family. Brandy?
Oh, boy. Let's try the last one.
All family. In the Family. All right. Today on Take on
oh
Woods,
boy.
We are looking for song titles and musical artists. Start racking your brain, then include the word family. You'll have 60 seconds to answer as many as you can. If you don't know one, don't worry about it. Say pass. We'll come back to it if there's time left on the end of the clock. First question, though, is our two-second song. Paulie's going to play some music. If you know it, give me the artist and the title right away. If not, you can say pass. But you need both to score that point. Randy, are you ready?
I'm ready.
Now,
let's do this.
Good luck. 60 seconds on the clock. Again, the category is All in the Family. Your time begins when Paul plays the music. Good luck, Brandy. Let's take on Woods.
Oh, that is Mary J. Blige.
It is.
Pass.
All right. Formed in the 1960s in San Francisco, which funky band is known for hits including Everyday People and Dance to the Music?
Fly in the Family Stone?
Correct. The 1979 Pittsburgh Pirates used which hit by Sister Sledge as their theme on their way to a World Series title?
Oh, pass. Let's go back.
Which fictional sitcom music group featuring David Cassidy became popular enough in real life to generate hits including I Think I Love You, which went to number one on the charts?
Partridge Family.
Correct. Last year, Drake released which diss track aimed at Kendrick Lamar that shares a name with a sitcom that gave birth to the character of Steve Urkel?
Oh, Family Matters?
Correct. Go back to our Mary J. Blige song.
I have no idea.
All right, 1979 Pittsburgh Pirates used which hit by Sister Sledge? Oh, not bad, Brandy.
Pretty good.
For a first effort, a score of 3 on a tough category. You got Sly and the Family Stone, The Partridge Family, and Family Matters. That was Family Affair by Mary J. Blige. And We Are Family, the Pittsburgh Pirates, 1979. Let's bring Woods back in. Hang on the line, Brandy. See if that is good enough to hold up your score today. Woods does not get the category. Adds to his degree of difficulty. All right, let's reset everything. Put 60 seconds back on the clock. Woods, your time begins when Paul plays the music. Good luck. Let's take on Brandy.
Oh, that's familiar. Pass.
Formed in the 1960s in San Francisco, which funky band is known for hits including Everyday People and Dance to the Music?
Sly and the Family Stone.
Correct. The 1979 Pittsburgh Pirates used which hit by Sister Sledge as their theme?
We Are Family.
Correct. Which fictional sitcom music group featuring David Cassidy became popular enough in real
life? Partridge Family?
Correct. Last year, Drake...
Is that Alicia Keys?
It is not.
F.
And Woods wins it 4-3. Oh, I wanted Brandy to get in there. Brandy, well played game today. Please call again. Try again. You were a solid contestant.
Brandy, you're a fine girl. What a good wife.
I made that joke already.
You would be. You did?
Yeah.
Oh,
like,
no.
The second she said her name.
Oh, no.
Said I was hoping you're a fine contestant. All in the Family was the
What's
category.
That song?
Family Affair by Mary J. Blige.
Mary J. Blige.
Yeah.
Damn it.
Goat.
Very good, though.
She's
very good
awesome.
Game today. That was solid.
That was a solid game. Right. Well done, Brandy.
All right, you know what? We're going to do our Rindle Report a little early today because we got Doug Glanville coming up in our 9 o'clock hour. So, Paulie, I assume we'll maybe talk a little NBA playoffs, start of the conference finals and more?
Yeah, maybe. And I want to talk about a absolutely genius marketing strategy by one of my favorite bands.
Good right. deal.
That's coming up next with Bennett Woods on 97.3 The Fan.
Quickly, gang, if you're maxed out on your credit card, struggling with high interest debt, you could pay it all off in days with Loan Pronto's Rapid Equity Loan. Told you about it before. You can get cash out now without touching your low-rate first mortgage. No appraisals, no waiting, no BS, most importantly. The Rapid Equity Loan program at Loan Pronto is amazing. One client just got $300,000 approved. Only took them 24 hours, paid off their debt, renovated their kitchen, cut their monthly expenses by $1,800. Pretty big turnaround for them. With Loan Pronto, instant approvals, low rates, no hard credit pull up front. Your home's equity is yours. Use it. Get cash out to consolidate your debt, your bills down to one easy, low monthly payment. Call Loan Pronto today to get a free instant appraisal for your home. See how much cash you can get out. They are A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau, have nearly 2,500 five-star Google reviews, and their service is off the charts. They will walk you through it, guys. Call now. Start the conversation, 619-207-4336, or go to loanpronto.com, 619-207-4336, or loanpronto.com, equal housing lender, NMLS 1661781, on approved credit, NMLSconsumerAccess.org.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe, without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything, to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you, from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Instacart is on a mission to have you not leave the couch this basketball season. Because between the pregame rituals and the postgame interviews, it can be difficult to find time for everything else. So let Instacart take care of your game day snacks or weekly restocks and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Because we hear it's bad luck to be hungry on game day. So download the Instacart app today and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three orders. Service fees apply for three orders in 14 days. Excludes restaurants.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
This hour, Bennett Woods, is brought to you by U.S. Wellness Meats. Top 10 must-haves for grilling season. One.
Meat.
Meat. Two.
Meat.
Three.
Meat.
Lots of meat.
Lots of meat.
I don't know what the rest of the top 10 is, but you probably get the picture. Grill best-tasting meats on the planet from uswellnessmeats.com. New customers receive 20% off and will deliver right to your door for free.
Deliver to your door for free.
Meat.
You should go pick up your meat.
I would. Don't know where to go get it, but otherwise I would go pick up. I
mean, can't beat your
lots of meat. Doug Glanville is going to join us on a Big League Wednesday coming up in our 9 o'clock.
Do you
hour.
Like meat, Doug?
I had a lot of meat last night.
You did.
We will also be giving away another pair of tickets to the Padres Marlins game next Tuesday, military hoodie night. So stay tuned for that. But with everything pushed into the last hour, we're pulling into the third hour, our run report. And we'll do that right after a check of traffic here on 97.3 The Fan.
Things started here with our edition, today's edition of the Rindle Report.
Now tuned into the greatest.
Welcome to the Rindle Report with Paul Rindle.
Hi, Paul.
All right.
Two stories from the world of sports that we haven't gotten to yet.
We'll start off in Major League Baseball.
And one story that you didn't know you needed.
Are you laughing, biatch?
It's the Rindle Report.
Hey, Paul, how you doing?
Okay, how are you?
On 97.3 The Fan.
Are you ready to bless the mood? I need some help, please.
That was good.
Can I get a
All right.
How we doing, gentlemen?
Fantastic.
Weird doing it an hour early.
It is.
A little jarring, but here we go. Want to start off in Major League Baseball. I was perusing ESPN earlier today, and Kylie McDaniel, he handles all of their prospects and minor league stuff for ESPN. I think, you know, there's a handful of guys when you think prospects, news and rankings and all that. Keith Law, other guys like that. I think Kylie McDaniels is in that top tier. I think he's pretty good and measured in his analysis.
Do we rip on the Kylie McDaniels of the world like we do the Mel Kipers of the world? And should we?
I don't think
I
we
feel
do.
Like baseball.
These are post-draft guys. These aren't pre-draft like Mel Kiper does.
True.
He's speculating on guys who haven't done it at all at the professional level. These guys are at least pros. They're minor league pros.
Yeah, you get 17, 18-year-olds.
They are professionals. Baseball and football, just organizationally, are so different. Like, you draft a guy in football, you expect him to be an impact player immediately.
Because I feel like we rip, not rip, but, you know, we are marvel at the Daniel Jeremiahs that spend, you know, hours watching film on offensive tackles, and you know they make their predictions on who's going to go where and if they're going to contribute.
Well, the,
you know,
the numbers in football mean a lot less than the numbers in baseball. Yeah, you can throw for a certain number of yards and touchdowns and catches, and that's great. But when it comes to an offensive lineman, stats are fairly meaningless.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah, you want to keep your quarterback could get sacked zero times, and that's good.
That's pretty good.
But they could also get sacked 20 times, and if it was the guy next to you who was letting that guy by, wasn't your fault, you could still be a phenomenal offensive lineman who didn't let your guy sack anybody. Yeah. It's
not trying to wreck the Ryan report, just an interesting thought that I had, like, oh, okay, we're going to take these guys at their word, more so than we do sometimes with the football prognosis.
They're certainly not 100% right, just like Mel Kiper is nowhere near 100% right.
Proceed with caution, I suppose.
Yeah.
But ESPN and Kylie McDaniel, they have put out today their updated 2025 top 50 MLB prospects list. We start at the top. You have Roman Anthony, he's an outfielder for the Red Sox, which, I was looking at the whole list, the Red Sox have like nine guys on there. Like, that team should be... If all these guys, you know, if some of these guys pan out, because not all of them will, Red Sox could be stacked in a couple of years.
Well, we said that about the Orioles.
Yeah.
Look at them now.
Jury's still out.
Yeah, jury's out, I guess.
Bubba Chandler is number two, right-handed pitcher for the Pirates.
Stud.
Not a right-handed pitching dominant prospect for the Pirates, huh?
And then your next three are all very young shortstops. And at number three is San Diego Padres' own Leodalys DeVries.
I like it.
Number three.
Kylie McDaniel says DeVries gets the edge among a group of three high-upside teenage shortstops appearing in a row. He has the best on-base and pull-slash-lift skills of the three, while also being a switch hitter who is at least as good defensively at shortstop as the other two.
Is Marcelo Mayer on there?
He is number six.
Really? He's ranked ahead of Marcelo, who so feels like he's about to crack into the big leagues.
It's a ton of shortstops here. So DeVries, three. Sebastian Walcott, number four. Jesus Mate, number five shortstop. Number six, a shortstop. That's Marcelo. Number seven, a shortstop. And then a couple of outfielders.
Well, why do you think it's Jesus Mate and not Jesus Made?
Jesus Made.
That's
I guess it could
spelled.
Be Jesus Made.
Jesus Made.
I don't know. I have not. I don't know much about him other than he's a
just
shortstop
like
for the Brewers.
Jesus Made.
Jesus Made.
Just like me.
But Kylie says DeVries has the tools to be above average at everything with potential for 25 to 30 home runs.
Excellent.
I would sign up for that.
The good news about prospect, like, we've never been burned on prospect, Padres prospect. So that's the good news. This fully should,
Ethan Salas
should come to fruition.
Yeah, I don't know. It's been a while because either A.J. Preller has traded away the prospects for something useful or he kept Jackson Merrill for something useful. The biggest phrase that you mentioned there, though, with Leo is lift skills, which is something that we are seeing sorely lacking right now on the big league team. Lifting the ball into the air.
And then Ethan Salas was number 25 on this list.
Okay.
And that
He's
is
got
the
a
only
broken
two.
Back right now, but spinal. Spinal.
Spinal. That's the only two.
I broke my back.
The list for the Padres.
Marcelo.
Spinal.
Oh, okay. Well, hope you recover.
Not Marcelo.
Not Marcelo. Ethan, yeah.
All right. In the NBA conference finals action began last night. We started in the Western Conference with OKC hosting the Minnesota Timberwolves.
That's Oklahoma City for the layman.
Yes, Oklahoma City, the Thunder. And the Thunder rolled.
And the Thunder rolled.
In game one.
The lightning strikes.
114-88. Shea Gilgeous-Alexander, probably going to be the MVP announced, I believe,
they are going to announce it today, yes. Yeah. I don't know. I thought they were going to announce it like 3 weeks ago, but they have waited until today.
Yeah, he had 31 points. Julius Randle dropped 28 for the Timberwolves. I saw Anthony Edwards rolled an ankle early in the game, but he did still play like 37 minutes. The only takeaway from that one was a lot of people were upset at Shea Gilgeous-Alexander's ability to get to the free throw line and flopping, trying to just not even like put up a shot, just draw the foul. Anthony Edwards at one point, SGA like fell onto the baseline where the camera crews are. And Ant just kind of tossed the ball.
Threw the ball at his knees.
He's like, are you again? And he just threw it at him.
One critique I see a lot of the Thunder is that they're a very hard team to officiate because defensively, they are very aggressive. Like, you could call a lot of fouls on the Thunder, but the officials tend to at some point to stop blowing the whistle, and then the Thunder get away with a bunch of stuff, and that's how they kind of, that's just their style of play. You know, they're just an aggressive, physical team, and if you call a bunch of fouls, they could all be in foul trouble, and they're, but it just doesn't happen a lot, so it does have an impact on the games in terms of the officiating.
Yeah, so OKC jumps out to a 1-0 lead in the Western Conference. Tonight at 5 o'clock on TNT and Max, you have Game 1 of the Eastern Conference Finals. The Knicks, they will be hosting the Indiana Pacers at the Garden. It should be a good one.
Knicks-Thunder would be a good NBA Finals.
Yeah, I agree. I'm rooting for Knicks-Wolves, but Knicks-Thunder would be, basketball-wise, would be a good matchup. Yeah. And then finally, I want to talk about, I saw this band that I have always been a fan of, grew up listening to All American Rejects, kind of that pop punk,
yes.
mid-2000s stuff.
What's their most famous song?
Swing Swing is a big one. They had a handful of songs, but they, you know, that was 20 years ago. They've kind of dropped off, and the marketing strategy that they're doing right now is definitely dipping into the nostalgia and trying to, you know, drum up some interest with people my age that are now, you know, 34,
yeah,
35 years old.
Yeah, huge, dude.
They're going on a house party tour where you can literally sign up for the All American Rejects to show up to your house in your backyard. Or I saw them, they did a show at a bowling alley. They did a show at somebody's graduation party. They bring their equipment. I don't believe that they are getting, like, noise ordinances and stuff, like the permits. But they are just showing up. And people are saying, come to Wisconsin, come to Nevada.
For this,
how
are they
making
just
money on this?
So that I don't know how much money they're making.
So
I
how
really
brilliant
don't know.
Of marketing is it?
Well, they're trending. I mean, they're in the news in 2025, which they weren't. You can literally like go online to their Instagram account, and it says House Party Shows RSVP. Say Green Bay, Chicago, Minneapolis are done. Where should we hit next? You sign up. And they may select you and show up and play like a house party show. And everyone that grew up listening to them is like, this is awesome.
Yeah, of course. They're,
it looks like, what's the movie where they play in the backyard?
The Dirt.
No, it's on the roof.
Almost Famous?
Yes.
Yeah. Yes.
Yes.
So can we sign Ben up?
I will say that
Ben's backyard.
Ben's backyard?
Kind of genius, because they've turned something that is usually the sign of, like, death for a band. Hey, they used to play packed stadiums,
right.
And now they're reduced to playing bowling alleys and yeah. backyards. And they've turned something that is normally the sign that you have hit the hardest of hard times into something that now sounds kind of appealing
cool
and
positive.
Cool and trendy. So that's a nice way of flipping the script. You know you're not going to fill, you know, SoFi Stadium for the All-American Rejects at this point.
I don't think they ever were going to fill SoFi, that being said. That being said, it is cool.
I mean, it's the videos that have gone around and we're showing in some, they're muted on our YouTube stream. I mean, people are losing
Columbia,
their minds.
Missouri, and he's got graduation gear on and they're playing. That's badass.
I mean, these people are going nuts. They're like, this is the greatest thing we've ever seen. I Googled the All-American Rejects House Party Tour cost, and the quick AI response was that the cost varies. Some shows were free. Others were offered for $5. And it's just a range of prices. So I don't know exactly how that works
out.
You
get sponsors to pay, like Adam says.
Yeah.
Ben
exactly.
and Woods House Party Tour. Well, we'll go and do our show from your backyard.
Yeah.
Has it been?
Yeah. Yeah. The first show I was on, the Mikey Show, used to do it in Dallas, here in Dallas. They used to do it, and they would go, like, you'd sign up, and they'd go do the show live from your house. And you run into some weird stuff from time to time. I would actually do that idea. That'd be fun.
Maybe during our
summer break.
We have talked about taking the show on the road for summer break.
Summer break at someone's house. It's got to be a nice house with a pool.
It wouldn't be a summer
break. Preferably North
worse.
County, somewhere close to the house. I would like those Sunny D drinks
seltzers.
That we had, the seltzers that were delicious. All right. I can't wait for summer break. And then, let's do this. Let's do this idea.
And then real quick, I guess, just breaking news while we're kind of doing the gauntlet of sports stuff here. The tush push in the NFL, we have breaking news, will remain alive. Oh. NFL owners were voting to ban the tush push.
Wow.
And
it's
still alive. It was a vote of 22 to 10. You needed 24 owners' approval.
To ban it.
Just missed it. To ban it, yeah.
I know the Jeffrey Lurie, the owner of the Eagles, made a last-minute plea to save it. And he called him out on something that was correct. He said, you're not doing this because of safety. This is not an unsafe play. This is a rugby scrum. It's a very, very safe play.
You just can't beat it.
You're doing it because you can't stop it. And he must have convinced a couple of people because the reports were this morning that they were going to ban it.
Tush push still banned in the Woods household, by the way.
Oh, always
sorry
will
about
that.
Be. Sorry about it.
Didn't get the vote?
No votes. Zero. One vote.
But you needed to.
Yeah.
All right. Coming up, final hour. We've got Padres tickets to give away. Doug Glanville going to join us as well on The Fan.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.